Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding near the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Asrei Suda is Chayiv Adam Lechol Basukkah. A person's Chayiv to have 14 Sudais in the Sukkah throughout Sukkahs, Achas B'Yoyim V'Achas B'Layla. One every day, one every night, comes out all 7 days of Sukkahs, two a day, 2 times 7 is 14, a total of 14 Sudais. The Chachamim Maimer Ein Davar Kitzva. No, they say that there is no Chi of Suda, Chutz Milele Yom Tov Arishan Shel Chag Bovad, except for on the first night of Sukkahs. We'll see in the Gemara the Makar, on the first night of Sukkahs is a Chi of to have a Suda. Va'oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer's had another Chiddush, that Mim Shelo Acho Leile Yom Tov Arishan, if a person doesn't have a Suda on the first night of Sukkahs, for whatever reason, he didn't have a Suda, he wasn't feeling good, or I don't know, whatever it was, so Yashlam Leile Yom Tov Acharin Shel Chag, he can make it up even on the last day of Sukkahs, even on Shemini Atzeres, and we'll discuss this in the Gemara. However, Chachamim Maimrim Ein Ladavar Tashlumin, that no, there is no making it up. Valzanemar Muvas LeYuchal Liskoin VeChesron LeYuchal LiHimanos. That something which is crooked can't be fixed. Something that's missing can't be counted. A person who missed the Suda, so he can't be fixed. He can't make it up. There's no such thing. He missed it. He missed the opportunity, and that's it. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. First, we're going to focus on the first machlokes about the amounts of sudais. So what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that he said 14 sudais? Says the Gemara, Teishvu kain taduru. He darshins that which the Torah says, Besukah is Teishvu shivas yamim. You're supposed to live in the Sukkah, kain taduru, like the way you live in your house. Madira achas b'yoyim v'achas b'laylo, av Sukkah achas b'yoyim v'achas b'laylo. Just like a person in his house, he has 2 sudais a day, one by night, so to on Sukkahs. V'rabbana and l'chayra, they also for sure hold of Teishvu kain taduru. It's a concept that we have all over, and especially in this parak. So what do they do with this? Teishu kein taduru, says the Gemara in the Chanami. They also have Teishu kein taduru, but they dash in the kein taduru differently. They say it's kedira, it's like the way you live in your house, but not that there's a chiv to have 2 sudas a day. Rather, madira ibay achol ibay lo yachol, af sukanami ibay achol ibay lo yachol. Just like in your house, a person never has a chiv to eat a suda. A person could be, he often does have 2 sudas a day, but he doesn't have to. He gets to choose if he wants to eat or if he doesn't want to eat a Suda. So to on Sukkahs, a person gets to choose if he wants to have a Suda or not. There's no Chiyiv. Well, says the Gemara, Yahachi, if so, that there's no Chiyiv, that's the way they darshan Teishu kein taduru in this context. So then, Afilu Leili Yom Tov Rishon Nami. So then, even the first night, there shouldn't be a Chiyiv. Why do the Chachamim say that on the first night of Sukkahs, there's a Chiyiv? So to that, says the Gemara, Amram Yoichna Mishimar Mishim Ben Yoitzaduk, they have Gzeir Shava. Nemer Kan Chamisha Asar, Venemer Chamisha Asar Bechagamatzis. Otherwise known as the Gzeir Shavav, Tesvav, Tesvav. Mala Halon, just like over there by Pesach, Laila Harishan Chayva Mikan Ve'elech Rishos, there's a Chiv Tev Matz on the first night. From then and on, a person could decide on their own, there's no Chiv. Maybe there's a mitzvah, maybe not, but there's definitely no chiyuv. Only on the first night, there is a chiyuv. So afkan laila rishon chayva mikan ve'elach rishos. So to over here on Sukkahs, there's a chiyuv to have a suda on the first night of Sukkahs. From then and on, you could choose, but on the first night, there's a chiyuv to have a suda. Now v'hatsam inalan by Pesach, where do we know that there's a chiyuv to have matzah on the first night of Pesach? Amekra be'erev toichlu matzos. The Torah says you should eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Hakas of chayva chayva. The Torah established it as a chiyuv, so we darshan tesvav tesvav from Pesach to Sukkahs, that just like on Pesach there's a chiyuv on the first night, so too on Sukkahs there's a chiyuv on the first night. That's the pshat in the sheet of the Chachamim. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the second machlokes. We said that Rabbi Eliezer says that there is tashlumin, and Chachamim said there's not. Now, not only did Rabbi Eliezer say that there's tashlumin, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you miss the suda on the first night, you could even make it up on Shemini Atzeres. Now, that's a big chiddush, because on Shemini Atzeres, a person doesn't eat in the sukkah, even though nowadays, so in Chutz La'aretz, some people do, al tzveika d'yoyma, but be'etzem, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Like in Eretz Yisrael, no one eats in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is not Sukkahs. So that's a big chiddush, that when you're making up the suda from the first night of Sukkahs, Rabbi Eliezer says says you can make it up even on Shmini Atzeres when you're not even eating inside the sukkah. And in fact, it's such a big chiddush that the Gemara says that it can't be. Says the Gemara, Va'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Esrei Suda is chayiv adam lechol basukkah achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Rabbi Eliezer's no sukkah, and a person has to eat 14 sudais in the sukkah. It has to be inside the sukkah, and it makes sense like that because it comes from Teshuke and Teduru that the sudais have to be inside the sukkah just like you have in your house. So if so, how could you make it up on Shmini Atzeres when you're not even eating inside of the sukkah? Says the Gemara, Amar Bira, Amar Abami, that Chazer by Rabbi Eliezer. The way Rashi learned is that Rabbi Eliezer was Chazer Legamre. Rather, in the end, Rabbi Eliezer holds, like the Chachamim, you don't have to have 14 Sudais. Ibay Achel, Ibay Lay Achel. On the first night, there's a Chiev. Tesvav, Tesvav. We learn out from Pesach that there's a Chiev. But that you can make up even outside the Sukkah. It's not a din in the Sukkah. It's not a din in Teshuke and Teduru anymore. Says the Gemara Mashlim B'mai, when a person makes up the Suda on Shmini Atzeres, so how does he make it up? Ilema Barifta, if you say that he just has some bread, Suda Diyayimikachal, that just makes it seem like he's just having his regular Suda of Shmini Atzeres. It's not Nikr that he's making up his Suda from the first night of Sukkot. Elamai Yashlim, Yashlim B'minei Targima. When he makes it up, he has some dessert, he has some fruit, by the Suda of Shmini Atzeres, and that's considered like making up the Suda from the first night of Sukkot. That if you make up the Suda with having some dessert, some fruit, so you're Yaitse, the Suda of the first night of Sukkot. Obviously this is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say that there is no Tashlumen. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that there is Tashlumen, so we have in this Brisa, like we said, that you can make it up by having these fruits. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shola Batrofis Shola Grifas HaMelech HaSar B'Eliezer. This caretaker of Grifas, he was the chief of staff, I guess you could call him. So he asked Rabbi Eliezer, and the way it seems from the Gemara, at least the way we learned the Firashi, is that this story took place before Rabbi Eliezer was Chazer. So this was at a time that Rabbi Eliezer still held that Alts Teshu Kein Teduru, a person has to have 2 Sudais every day of Sukkot. 14 in total, 2 every day. So at that time, that this was where Rabbi Eliezer was holding, that a person has to have 2 Sudais every day, so this apotrophus asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kegoinani, someone like me, Sheini Rago Lechel Ala Suda Achas B'yoim, my Teshu Kein Teduru would only be to have 1 Suda, because I only generally eat 1 Suda by day. So Mahu Sha'eichel Suda Achas B'yoim, so can I also in the sukkah only have 1 Suda a day? To that, Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, that no, you have to have 2. And don't give me this excuse that for you it's difficult because you only have 1 a day. I know your schedule. You usually have all these appetizers in order to get you extra hungry, in order to have a nice suda. You can't have some extra appetizers now also, to have also as a second suda, to honor your maker. So either these appetizers would count as a second Suda, or they would get his appetite going to have a second Suda. But the point is he was telling him that you could do it, you could also have 2 Sudas a day, and that's what you're mechuyev to do. V'oy Chalu, this apotrophus of Agrifas HaMelech, asked Rabbi Eliezer another shayla, Kegoin ani, someone like me, Sheyesh li shtei nashim, I have 2 wives, Achas b'Tveria, b'Achas b'Tzipayri, 1 in Tveria, 1 in Tzipayri, V'yesh li shtei sukkah, is Achas b'Tveria, b'Achas b'Tzipayri, and I have a set sukkah by each place. So ma'u she'etzim misukkah l'sukkah v'epater, can I split up sukkahs, half the days by Tzipayri, half the days in Tveria, 3 days here, 4 days there, can I split up the sukkahs, and even though I won't be in the same sukkah for all 7 days, and Amar Loi Loi, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Shani Aimir, my shita is called a yaitze misukkah l'sukkah, batal mitzvaso shel rishayna. That if you switch sukkahs in the middle of sukkahs, you're not only not yaitze, you're even mevatal the 3 days, your first 3 days that you were in the first sukkah. Because it has to be that you're in the same sukkah for 7 days. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita, as you're about to see. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Aimir, Rabbi Eliezer says, that in yaitzin misukkah l'sukkah v'in oisin sukkah b'chol shamayit. You can't switch sukkahs in the middle of Yontif because it has to be the same sukkah all 7 days. And for that same token, you also can't make a sukkah on chol shamayit. Meaning if a person, for whatever reason, didn't have a sukkah on Yontif, so he can't make a sukkah now on chol shamayit because it's not going to help him. It's only going to be a 6 or 5 day sukkah. And it needs to be that he's in the same sukkah for 7 days. Therefore, that's not going to work. V'chachamim ayimrim, yaitzin misukkah l'sukkah v'oisin at sukkah b'chal shamayin. However, the Chachamim say that no, you don't need to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days, and therefore you could split up sukkahs. You could leave from one sukkah to another, and you could also make a sukkah on chol hamayin, even though you weren't there on the first day of sukkahs. You'll be there for the rest of sukkahs. It doesn't need to be that you're in the same sukkah for all 7 days. It says the Braisa that v'shavin, even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you need to be in the same sukkah all 7 days, Rabbi Eliezer is ma'idish emnafo shechayzer ubayna b'chol shamayin. That if a person's sukkah falls down, he could rebuild it on chol hamayin, and that's still considered being in the same sukkah. Now says the Gemara, going on the Reisha, that Rabbi Eliezer says that you need to be in the same sukkah all 7 days, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, what's his makar? How does he know that a person has to be in the sukkah for all 7 days in the same sukkah? Amakra, he darshans it from the pasuk which says, Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cha shivas yamim. So he darshans from there, asay sukkah haruya l'shiva, that you have to make a sukkah that's roy for 7 days. It's kilu, it says, tasa sukkah shivas yamim, that you have to have a sukkah that's a shivas yamim sukkah. You have to have a 7 day sukkah. V'rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan say that hachi kamar achmana, this is what the pasuk saying, asay sukkah b'chag, it's just saying to make a sukkah on sukkahs, tasa sukkah is b'chag, it's saying even on chol hamayin you can make a sukkah. Hagufa, the pasuk's teaching us that your sukkah could even be made on chol hamayin, and that you don't need to be in the same sukkah all 7 days. Now we mentioned in the Seifa that v'shavin shim nafla shechayzeru ubayna isa b'chol shamayit, that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if a person's sukkah falls down, he could rebuild it on chol hamayit. Shlachayra says the Gemara pshita, why not? That's obvious. It's one sukkah for 7 days. Says the Gemara, ma'udetemo hayachrisihi. I might have thought to say that since it fell down and now you're rebuilding it, it's considered like a new sukkah. Ve'ena l'shevan, it's not a sukkah that's for 7 days. Kamash malon, that no, when you rebuild it, it's considered like one sukkah that's for 7 days, and therefore even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that in such a case a person is yaitzeh.